This is Jay Sekulow. Obama surrogates pushing hard in the United States House of Representatives for aid to Egypt.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
It's been less than 2 years since a vendor in Tunisia set himself on fire to protest the oppressive corruption in his country and sparked what became known as the Arab Spring. And since then, the world has been captivated by the transformation that's taken place. And the United States has supported the forces of change.
The president is fond of saying that the tide of war is receding. And I want to believe him as much as anyone else. But when we look at the Middle East today, with Iran closer than ever to nuclear weapons capability, with the conflict in Syria threatening to destabilize the region, and with violent extremists on the march, and with an American ambassador and three others dead, likely at the hands of Al-Qaeda affiliates, it's clear that the risk of conflict in the region is higher now than when the president took office.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
And it is because of the progress that I've witnessed in my own lifetime, the progress that I've witnessed after nearly 4 years as president, that I remain ever hopeful about the world that we live in.
I know the president hopes for a safer, freer, and more prosperous Middle East allied with us. I share this hope. But hope is not a strategy. We can't support our friends and defeat our enemies in the Middle East when our words are not backed up by deeds.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, kudos to our staff here, our team putting the open together. It gives you the contrast of two different worldviews when it comes to the Middle East. Interesting article today in the Daily Caller. Let me quote some from it. Team Obama is trying to carpet bomb Republican nominee Mitt Romney's foreign policy credentials, but managed to drop a bomb on itself Monday when the campaign's chief foreign policy supporter urged continued support of Egypt's new Islamist government. This is, of course, Madeleine Albright, former Secretary of State for Bill Clinton. She denounced Romney for promising to put conditions on aids to Egypt's Islamist government. She said the aid to Egypt is, quote, very much needed now in order to make sure that they are able to pursue what is good for us and for them in terms of getting people back on the right track and jobs. She also said that she doesn't want to have conditions put on the aid because, quote, if you load conditions on aid, you can't get anything done because you completely lose your leverage. Here's where they need a reality check. The leverage is the money, and we're talking about a lot of money, and here's what's going on right now. The Obama administration is pushing very aggressively for this release of funds to go to Egypt. Egypt is controlled by a radical Islamist group led by the Muslim Brotherhood and groups even further to the extreme than the Muslim Brotherhood. Than, give us the latest update on this. So far, we're carrying the day on this. We're holding this back.
You are, but I think you're seeing from Madeleine Albright, Jay, the answer to this question. I think the sending this money to Egypt without conditions was not an accident. I think this was intentional. I think this was the plan of the Obama administration. I think she leaked that. And, Jay, that's why this letter that's going from the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee and Congressman Jordan, who, by the way, is going to be on the broadcast tomorrow with you, I think that's why this letter is so important, because they are going to get answers from the administration. They want to know, was this intentional? Are you intending to send this money without conditions? And, Jay, I have a feeling the answer to that is yes, it was intentional.
Oh, I think so. I don't believe that they do anything without intent. Hey, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That was Than Bennett in our Government Affairs Office in Washington, D.C., and our media center. Here with me is Senior Counsel David French. David, you read this thing, these statements coming out of Madeleine Albright saying basically, hey, if you put conditions on this, we lose our leverage. That's a complete misstep in my view.
Oh, absolutely. If you put conditions on it, you get some leverage. As of right now, they have the perfect situation. They do what they want and they get paid for it.
All right, folks, here's what we're going to do. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. You've got two different worldviews on how the Middle East should go, and this is becoming a major issue as there is a considerable momentum shift, according to all of the polls today, towards Governor Romney. Why is that? Is the issue in the Middle East and the entire Arab Spring causing some of this concern on those groups left of center? We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Now, look, we are pushing back hard and firm and aggressively at the House of Representatives and the Senate to stop the funding to Middle East terrorists. We need you to add your name to this petition. You can do it at aclj.org. 112,000 already have. Or call us at 877-989-2255. Folks, we're winning this. I need your help. Sign that petition now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
At a time when America faces serious challenges abroad, there's a new push on Capitol Hill. A call to put the brakes on U.S. funding for Egypt. A request from congressional leaders to place a hold on nearly $500 million to a country where real questions remain about whether Islamic terrorists are at the controls of the new government there. This comes as Congress holds hearings to find the truth behind the security collapse in Libya, where terrorists believed to be Al-Qaeda assassinated our ambassador and three other Americans. The fact is, the United States provides billions of dollars each year to countries that are determined to destroy America. It's time to put an end to this revenue stream to the terrorists. Add your name now to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
All right, so John Bolton not too happy about the government's approach on this, and that is this attempt to put no conditions on the funds going to Islamic regimes. And I'm going to call it that, folks. These are radical Islamic regimes, and we're just saying, we'll just give them money. Just give money. No conditions, Madeleine Albright said, because, see, if you put conditions on it, you'll lose your leverage. I don't know. I thought the money was the leverage. Now, let me tell you where we are in this. I'm going to play two sound bites from John Bolton in just a moment. We are shooting a goal around 200,000 signatures. We already have almost 113,000 online. Now, that number is going to, and when you add phones to it, we're probably close to 150,000. We want to get to 200,000 signatures on this. And so far, we have been successful. This funding is not going forward, but that's where you come in. I want to encourage you to call us now and add your name to this petition to stop funding radical Islamist regimes in the Middle East. We don't need to be borrowing money from China to give it to the Muslim Brotherhood. If you want to join with us, go to aclj.org or call us at 877-989-2255. Yeah, it's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. John Bolton was addressing a lot of these responses to what has been put forward by the Obama administration, also commenting on Governor Romney, number 39.
I think Governor Romney was trying to convey that his foreign policy will rest on essentially the same views as Ronald Reagan's, that the way you achieve America's objectives in the world without unnecessary conflict is by dealing from a position of strength. This is the so-called peace through strength doctrine.
Now, he contrasts that with how John Bolton, former U.N. ambassador for the United States, contrasting the Romney approach with Barack Obama, the president of the United States, number 40.
For Obama, it's America's strength that's provocative, that our presence in the world is what causes other people to behave badly to us, and that if we were less in the world, less assertive, that things would be better. Gene Kirkpatrick once called that the blame America first view, and I think that's really quite descriptive of how Obama sees America's place in the world.
All right, we're going to grab your phone calls, too, but let me get a little bit of a roundtable discussion going here first. Let me go to Skip. This blame America first, or this basically apology, not leading through strength. You just came back from the region, from the Middle East. Your sense on how this, is this the Obama plan? Does it seem to you, Skip, that what we're hearing is exactly the plan?
I think that is exactly the plan. I think Obama, President Obama, is of the view that if we were not too strong, we would not be threatening. If we were not threatening, people would get along with us better. And that is absolute nonsense in the Middle East. The Middle East especially respects strength. The Israelis know this. That's why they've got to retain and maintain strength. And the other thing is, strength, the stronger we are, the stronger Israel is, the less likely there is to be an outbreak of war, because the other side is less likely to win. And therefore, strength actually leads to peace, not the other way around.
Okay, and David, with your experience in dealing with these regimes and in your service in the military, this idea that we can appease them into liking us, which does not seem to be working out. I think the whole Arab Spring has been a disaster because this appeasement approach and this apology approach just doesn't work.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, Governor Romney said if America doesn't lead, somebody else will. And the logical candidates to lead in the Middle East, if we pull back, are Egypt and Iran. And these are countries, one of them, Iran, has been waging an undeclared war against us since 1979, and the other one's dominated by the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, what does anyone think will happen?
Well, listen to what President Obama said. This is soundbite number 24. Listen to what he is taking responsibility for insisting on change in Egypt, and let's talk about how that has worked out. Number four.
We insisted on change in Egypt because our support for democracy ultimately put us on the side of the people. We supported a transition of leadership in Yemen because the interests of the people were no longer being served by a corrupt status quo. We intervened in Libya alongside a broad coalition and with the mandate of the United Nations Security Council because we had the ability to stop the slaughter of innocents and because we believed that the aspirations of the people were more powerful than a tyrant.
Really? So we insisted on change in Egypt because our support for democracy ultimately put us on the side of the people. Really? What kind of democracy is it that you've got in the Middle East right now? You've got Libya in complete chaos. We've got, without a doubt, Egypt now controlled by Islamists, and I would say the Muslim Brotherhood, and worse, running the actual government. This whole Arab Spring and the president's, you know, famous Cairo speech has not worked out very well. But, Than, I think it's important. We're going to grab some calls here, 1-800-684-3110. But let's be specific, Than, of what we're seeking to do right now in the House with this funding, because so far we've built up quite a momentum here, quite frankly. I mean, the letter that we have posted at ACLJ.org from two leaders of the United States Congress on this funding issue is quite incredible. It's exactly what we've been asking for. By the way, Congressman Jordan should be joining us on tomorrow's broadcast, co-author of the letter. What are we asking for, and where are we exactly?
Two specific things, Jay. First of all, the important thing about this letter is who it comes from. It comes from the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Ileana Ross-Layton, and the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, Jim Jordan. That's who's going to be joining you on the broadcast tomorrow. So who it's coming from is the first important thing. The other thing is how specific these questions are, what they are asking for. They are asking the president to tell them exactly, and Secretary Clinton, exactly what conditions will be attached to this funding. And, Jay, we need people to support this, because what we are saying is if we don't get answers to these questions, and if we don't get answers that satisfy us, then Congress should block this funding. And that's what both these members are saying that they're prepared to do.
But people need to understand this. This is the position that we're advocating both on Capitol Hill and through our radio and medium broadcast. But here's the reality. I think everybody needs to be cognizant of this. Madeleine Albright was sent out as a surrogate yesterday for the Obama campaign. And David, she was very specific in saying no conditions on the money. So they are trying to counter what we're doing here and trying to say if we put conditions on it, we lose our leverage. So they're being very specific on what this, not just, I'm not talking about the, you know, versus, you know, Obama versus Romney. I'm talking about two foreign policy differentials here. One that we think is dangerous, saying just here's the money, let us know how you spend it.
Right. I mean, when you look at Obama's bite that was just played on air, they are invested in this Egypt regime, this Egyptian regime that they helped bring to power. And so they are invested in its success, and so it makes sense from their perspective why they wouldn't want conditions.
So in Egypt, we've had an embassy takeover. Yemen, they represented. We had an embassy takeover there. In Libya, we actually had a terrorist attack and had our ambassador killed with three other people. So this whole thing's not working out too well. So this whole idea of what the Obama administration is, to me, is dangerous. But folks, this is where you come in. I want to be really specific here. You understand we've got a financial crisis in the United States. We can't balance our budget. That's significant. So why in the world would we borrow $1 billion from the Chinese, who have a relationship with the Egyptians and could give them the money directly? Why would we borrow it from the Chinese to then give it to the Muslim Brotherhood? And here's the reason why. The Chinese know that the Egyptians are not a very good credit risk, but the United States is. So we are going to take $1 billion, we're going to borrow another $1 billion, disperse $452 million of it right away, because the Chinese don't want to give it to the Egyptians direct because they don't want the credit risk. So we are basically the surrogate for the Egyptians as it relates to this funding. And that, to me, is absolutely ridiculous. Makes absolutely no sense. If you want to help us fight back on this, and we are winning this battle right now. Now, they've upped the ante. They've got Madeleine Albright out there, so we're going to counter this. You go to ACLJ.org, sign on to that petition to stop the funding to these regimes, or you call us right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But folks, take action right now. We can win this if you join with us. 877-989-2255. Fan, let's grab a phone call here.
Let's go to Bob calling from California on line one. Bob, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Bob.
Yes, I signed a petition, and I'm really concerned Obama doesn't speak for me. And why borrow the money to give to them when he's telling us how we need to tighten our belts?
Because the administration believes that by just giving money to Egypt, somehow, you just are going to win them over. And the truth of the matter is, that does not work. Skip, you were saying strength is the only thing these regimes understand.
That's exactly right. It's the only thing they understand. They're going to use this money, if it comes without conditions, to consolidate their power. And they are not committed to our values. They're not committed to democracy. They are committed to establishing strict control and implementing a Islamic regime on Egypt and throughout the Middle East.
Well, you know, as this develops, David, and we see what's unfolding here, and your experience serving in the United States Army in these regions, this is a dangerous policy that the Obama administration is about to engage in, or has been engaging in.
Well, extraordinarily dangerous. I mean, Egypt is a country whose economy is on life support, and so this money helps keep this government in power. And even worse, this money helps pay for weapons. I mean, Egypt is about to spend some serious money on German submarines to try to challenge Israeli control in the Eastern Mediterranean.
Right.
Mediterranean. And so it is dangerous because they use this money to arm themselves.
With our money. That we're giving them our money to arm themselves, and they're no longer really an ally. By the way, our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's play a clip very quickly from – do we have a quick clip from Governor Romney on talking about conditions? Do we have that available? All right, we'll do that after coming out of the break because we're really tight on time here. I do want to read from you what Madeleine Albright has said. She said we should give the money without conditions because, quote, they, the Egyptian government, needs to create jobs so that they're not extremist elements that then get a greater role. Really? The extremist elements are the leadership of the government, Madam Secretary. They are the leaders of the government. So this tells you the nature of what we're dealing with and a policy that I think is just disastrous. Folks, when we go to this break right now, go to your phones and call us. Sign on to this petition. Let's not borrow money from the Chinese to give it to the Muslim Brotherhood. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Make that call now.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. At a time when America faces serious challenges abroad, there's a new push on Capitol Hill, a call to put the brakes on U.S. funding for Egypt, a request from congressional leaders to place a hold on nearly $500 million to a country where real questions remain about whether Islamic terrorists are at the controls of the new government there. This comes as Congress holds hearings to find the truth behind the security collapse in Libya, where terrorists believed to be Al-Qaeda assassinated our ambassador and three other Americans. The fact is, the United States provides billions of dollars each year to countries that are determined to destroy America. It's time to put an end to this revenue stream to the terrorists. Add your name now to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
And I'll work with Israel to increase our military assistance and coordination. For the sake of peace, we must make clear to Iran through actions, not just words, that their nuclear pursuit will not be tolerated.
Those are the words of Mitt Romney, the Republican nominee for president of the United States. You've got two worldviews clashing on how to handle the Middle East. But I'm taking it out of the politics here, folks. You're talking to at the ACLJ. You know, we've been working in this region of the world for a long time. We've got an office in Jerusalem. We've been representing various interests in that region for well over a decade. Skip Ash just returned from our offices in Jerusalem, was at a very special conference on international and global security issues. We've got an Office of Government Affairs there in Israel as well as lawyers. In fact, David Benjamin, who's one of our senior counsels in our Jerusalem office, is going to be in the United States. We're going to get him on radio in the next, I think he's here the 20th, 21st, so we'll make sure we get him on as well. But this is something we know about, and we think a huge mistake is being made here. And it's a significant mistake, and it's a mistake we're going to be paying for. So we need to make sure that people understand what's at stake in the Middle East when you don't condition receipts of funds with guarantees. You end up with the Brotherhood, the Islamic Muslim Brotherhood, leading without any conditions. Trust me, that's not going to result in freedom and liberty. We're going to go right back to our phones. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Who do we have next, Dan?
Let's go to David calling from Colorado on line 4. David, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, David.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I don't know what our president's doing, but mark my words, if he keeps going down this path, what happened 9/11, not going to even be relevant.
Well, you know, it's interesting. President Obama still believes that diplomacy is the main way to go here. Listen to what he said. This is number 14.
So let me be clear. America wants to resolve this issue through diplomacy. And we believe that there is still time and space to do so. But that time is not unlimited.
No, the time is not unlimited. They've killed an ambassador to the United States. And what have we done? And, David, you said you saw some comments from a CBS News correspondent of just the last couple hours. What's that about?
Well, Laura Logan is a veteran CBS correspondent who's covered the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan maybe more than any other mainstream media reporter. And she was unequivocal that the administration has been feeding the American people essentially a bogus spin job on the nature of our enemies and the nature of the situation in the Middle East, and that she even used the word nonsense to describe a lot of the administration's rhetoric. And this is from somebody who's been on the ground more than about any other mainstream media reporter out there. It's a big moment. It might mean that the mainstream media is actually beginning to wake up to the scandal
thing.
Of what's been happening.
Folks, what's happening, though, on Capitol Hill is what we're focusing on as well. You've got the media starting to really ask the right questions, which is good. We're taking your phone calls, by the way, at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And we'll be taking calls during the next 30 minutes of the broadcast, so you go ahead and make those calls, 1-800-684-3110. Than, let's focus for a moment here on exactly what we're asking Congress to do, and then I'm going to ask everybody to take some action.
Yeah, folks need to understand, Jay, there are two scopes to this. There's the regular funding, that $1.5 billion that we have already asked Congress to take a look at. What we're talking about today, Jay, is this new billion-dollar aid package that the administration wants to send over to Egypt, and they want that first $450 million to go out the door immediately and without conditions. What we are doing, we are supporting this letter from Congressman Jordan, Congresswoman Ross Layton, and saying, no, you have to have conditions, and you have to tell us what those conditions are. And if they can't do that, Jay, then we're going to support blocking of this funding.
Yeah, it says here, until the administration can provide adequate answers to Congress on the issues of concern, which are the issues cited about the conditions that Than just mentioned, you will encounter significant opposition to any economic assistance package to the government of Egypt. She said that as Egypt's Islamist leadership increasingly takes control of the country, placing Muslim Brotherhood members as provincial governors, installing radical Islamists in the state's top human rights body and state-controlled media, we are concerned for the future of both Egyptian minorities and secular pro-democracy advocates. By the way, this is a letter from the United States Congress. This is not a letter from us, but we are backing this, folks. That's where I need your help. You need to sign on basically to this letter through this petition. We want to get to 200,000 signatures. Go to aclj.org. You can sign it right there or simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Then let's get another phone call.
Let's go to Tim calling from Idaho on line 4. Tim, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Tim.
Howdy.
You're on the air.
I want to know what is actually going to stop Obama from doing this funding, spending this money, even when the Congress says no.
Good question, and that, I'm going to throw it right to Thaner, head of our government affairs. What stops the president from just saying, sorry, I'm going to do it anyways?
The United States Congress is what stops them. In this case, Jay, they would have to proactively pass legislation, pass language that would prohibit them. But, Jay, in years forward, if the Obama administration pushes forward with this, what you're going to see the United States Congress do is not allocate this money in the first place. Because remember, think back to March. This money was allocated, and Congress put restriction on it. The Obama administration didn't ensure that those were met. They just waived them all together. So what we're headed for is a situation where the United States Congress is just going to decline to give the administration money to dole out in the first place. So this is sort of a last test, if you can.
Go back a second here, Thaner, because you said something that's important. They waived the conditions. Exactly. Tell everybody what that means and how that's implemented, because I think this is important.
This is that $1.5 billion that Egypt has been getting each and every year, 1.3 of which goes to military funding. In that legislation, there were certain requirements that Egypt had to meet, basic things like ensuring that they were complying with international human rights law. Egypt did not meet those conditions, so the administration was not supposed to send that money. They didn't ensure compliance. What they did is they waived them. They said, we're going to ignore Congress's instructions, and we're going to send that money anyway. That's part of the reason that Congress is so upset here, because the administration is ignoring them. And, Jay, it's the Congress that has the power of the purse constitutionally. So I would look for them to pull this funny in years ahead.
The reason I asked you that, then, and I've got David here in the media center with me, and I want to get Skip and David's opinion on this. I think this idea of waiving the conditions, which has almost been a matter of just course in the past, is now even more problematic than it was 2 or 3 years ago, because now we know who is running the Egyptian government. And this idea that Madeleine Albright saying, well, it might, if we put conditions on it, well, that's going to mean the radicals are going to be running the government. The radicals are running the government. We did fund the Egyptian military, but they were actually keeping peace in the region, had a very good cooperation with Israel. That is no longer the case. The Muslim Brotherhood's charter calls for the destruction of Israel.
Well, and it's important to know, why are they not meeting these human rights standards? Because they're engaging in systematic persecution of the Christian minority in Egypt.
Yeah, the Coptic Christians are really having a difficult time.
So what we're doing is, we're not just subsidizing breaches of the treaty with Israel. We're subsidizing systematic persecution of Christians, and we're waiving all of those conditions in the hope that it will make them nicer.
Skip, very quickly here in 30 seconds, your assessment of, if we were to waive these conditions and just give them money, what's the result?
Well, the result's going to be that they're going to use it to consolidate their power. And just remember, it was the Muslim Brotherhood that called for the demonstrations initially against our embassy anyway. So it was the government of Egypt that was complicit in this, and now we're going to reward them by giving them money with no strings attached. It is absolute insanity.
Well, folks, we're taking your calls in the next half hour of the broadcast. So if you're on the line, stay there. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Now, let me tell you what I need everybody to do. We've got the Muslim Brotherhood consolidating power. Now they're going to take our money, which we're having to borrow from China, to even consolidate it more. Funding an Egyptian military that the head of the Muslim Brotherhood and the president of Egypt, Morsi, have dismissed the generals that were the secularists. Dismissed them and put instead Islamic radicals. So we want to give them $1.2 billion? No, $1 billion. It would be $1 billion going to the Muslim Brotherhood. Actually, 1.2. Going to the Muslim Brotherhood, and we're going to fund that. I say the answer to that is no. You go to your phones right now and join us in this fight. We're winning this, but we need your help. 877-989-2255 to sign on to this petition. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. A lot of resources there. 877-989-2255. Call now.
The fact is, the United States provides billions of dollars each year to countries that are determined to destroy America. It's time to put an end to this revenue stream to the terrorists. Add your name now to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.